I'm on the road, and I'm not a traveling salesman. I'm a journeyman. I'm on the road, and I'm not lost. I'm a traveler. I'm on the road to Limerick from Cork. I live in Cork. I was born in Limerick. So today is a homecoming. I'm on the road again to see my sister, who lives in the United States of America and has lived there for over 20 years. And I've carved out a piece of quality time, as the Americans call it, with her. In other words, as soon as I heard she was coming from the United States to Ireland on a, you know, furious visit for a short period of time, trying to pack an awful lot in, I said to myself, okay, I don't want it to be like it's always been. I got to make something different happen. And I got in touch with her and I said, I'd love a bit of quality time with you. Could I have a day of you to myself? And she said yes, and one thing led to another, and I'm now going to have half a day with her, and that's probably down to me more than anybody else, because I can't fit in more than a half a day with her one-to-one. So I'm on the road to have a one-to-one with my young sister. And why do I want to have a one-to-one with her? It's because of the distinction between being one in a crowd and lots of exciting things happening and lots of bonhomie. And I come from a very noisy family, and everybody's chatting and buzzing, and there's lots of conversation. There's hardly a quiet moment when we siblings and our children and our mother and all of our relations get in together. It's a noisy tribe, I suppose, to borrow Seth's term. And that's okay. It sort of gives me the experience of reinforcement, reinforcing the love that exists within the family, and the incredible experience that we don't fight with each other, you know. And there are families who do fight with each other. And, you know, they're practiced at the art of fighting, and we're not practiced at the art of fighting. So we don't fight. We do a lot of excitement. We do a lot of talking over each other. We do a lot of noise and everything. And in the middle of it all, I thought this time, for some reason, I said, I want something different. And the only way to get something different was to do something different, and that was to intervene, disrupt the existing patterns, and propose a change, which was joyfully received by my sister, I want to stress. But I had to make it happen. It wouldn't have happened by accident. It's actually quite a unusual thing to do, I think, to say to somebody, I'd like to have your undivided attention. I'd like to be able to give you my undivided attention for a day or half a day. When there's busy, 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 busy all around the place, all over the place. But to carve out that special niche, easy to do when it's work, in the sense of paid employment where, you know, the boss says, I want to have your performance review. Well, easy enough to get into a situation where the phones will be cut off, the receptionist will be told to direct people away from the door, you know, or whatever setup you have. That's easy. We got structures and processes for doing that. We got diaries, we got everything. But people often go off duty when they go into their family. They go off duty, they leave aside their time management practices, they leave aside their assertiveness skills, they decide, I'm going off duty, I'm just going to let whatever will be. And that's imagine going into work in the morning and say, oh, I'm just going to let whatever will be, you know, I'll do whatever anybody asks me to do. Well, you don't have to imagine that, you know, that's what really happens in a lot in organizations. You do what other people want you to do. But in another way, people really do, don't they? They go off duty. I go off duty. I have times when I deliberately don't know what time of day it is. Say to myself, oh yeah, that's, I'm living in the now. So I'm off to see my sister. You know, I'm on the road again. Oh yes. And there's the other thing about it. I'm on the road, but I have a small mission to accomplish today. And it's a promise. I want it for myself, because I think it'll be interesting. But I'm hoping that we'll do some storytelling. Not sure what form it'll take, but we will do storytelling, because we'll go and talk. And there's no way that my sister and I can go and talk without it being almost entirely about almost entirely storytelling. It'll be what she's doing, how she's getting on with her PhD, you know, where her children are gone to. It could be anything, and then it could be a different kind of story. It could be something that everybody would recognize as a story, rather than ordinary conversation. And it could be a deliberately constructed story for the purpose of conveying meaning, or enabling people to construct meaning, depending upon which perspective you wish to have at the time. So there are quite a lot of things that might happen today. And it's another personal experience for me of sharing, because what I'm going to do is a series of audio boos during the day. And I'll probably do a bit of Twitter, and I'll certainly do a bit of Instagramming, and I'll send a few emails, and I'll do a whole lot of things as we go along. And because traveling, journeying, nomading, to lift the wonderful mission that Misfit Inc. stands for, to use that word, nomading. I'm going to nomad to Limerick. Excuse me, AJ Leon, lifting your wonderful term. Yeah. And on the way, you know, this is my tent, this car. This is an Opel, I think it is. I know so little, I have so little interest in cars that I can hardly tell you the name of my own car, to be truthful. I think it's an Opel Kadett. And I know it hasn't been washed recently, so it's a bit like me. You know, I haven't shaved this morning. My car hasn't been washed. You know, I'd slip incognito into whole areas, and then I'd make a huge, loud statement if I went into another area dressed or in this style. But, yeah, on the road again, that great iconic piece of writing by Jack Kerouac. Remember him? Now, most of you would be too young for Jack Kerouac, but Jack Kerouac spoke for my generation. Or, you could say, I attached myself to Jack Kerouac. Anyway, whatever it was, I'm on the road again.